Okay, everyone, a second. Okay, so what we're going to try to do today, Bez Hashem, is do two shiurim, meaning to begin now, make it maybe a 5-minute break, and then continue with the second shiur, and hopefully. Okay, so let's begin and then see how it works. Okay, the first topic, shiur sapesach, shiur ches, is what is the din if the Erev breaks in the middle of Shabbos? Source of Pesach breaks in the middle of Shabbos. Do you tell people? Don't you tell people? What is the story? So the first part of the Shaila, and Rabbi Ezra Schwartz has a very beautiful article in the RJJ Journal on this topic, which this packet is based on, but I have some ha'aris on it as well. So the Gemara in Beitz and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph tells us the following. Noshi the shaklin chatzvay ozlin yosven apuma de muvo. In other words, we know we discussed the din of a mavoi. A mavoi is like a ches, has a lechi in the beginning. So the Gemara says you shouldn't sit too close to the mouth of the mavoi, because you might drop something outside the mavoi, which is already the Rishus HaRabim, and you'll come to bring it back in and carry it. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, but these women used to carry their pots, and they would carry it very close to the end of the Mavoi. And we never told them that they're doing wrong, which Lechora they are doing wrong. Elahanach lahem liYisrael mutav sheyushogigim v'alyu mizidim. That we have a concept of mutav, so hachanami hanachlam yisrael mutav yishogim al yumazid. That meaning, if you're going to tell somebody and he's not going to listen to you, so now you made him into a mazid. Till now, he was a shogig. So now that you made him into a mazid. So that's the question. In a situation where if you would announce the Erev, so people won't, if you know that people are not going to listen, and they're going to continue carrying anyway, if that's the clientele that you're dealing with, so then we have this concept of mutav shogim al yumizidim, but better that they not know, at least they're b'shogeg, because if they're going to do it anyway, then they'll be amazed. So we don't want them to become mezidim if they could just be shogim. And the Gemara says, "How do you mean the rabbanim the rice are low?" First, the Gemara thought maybe that's only by something that is anisa the rabbanim, but not by anisa the rice. The Gemara says, "Lohi, lo shna be the rice, lo shna be the rabbanim, lo amin lo v'lo midi." He says, whether it's the rice or the rabbanim, we don't say anything. Why? That tosefes yom kippurim the rice, hu va'achli v'shosi ad shechashecha. That Tosepis Yom Kippurim is a Daraisa. That means that you're not supposed to eat till Shkia Mamish. You're supposed to stop a little bit early. And yet, people were eating and drinking until the last moment, and we don't say anything to them, because it must be. We're following this principle of Mutav Sheyushogim Valyu Mezidim. Right. So it's an issue. It's not a love, it's an issue.
Can I scratch a few? How does this apply, first of all, if you have a congregation where you don't necessarily know?
Oh, so let's see for a second.
And also,
yeah.
And also, like, what if some people would and some people
wouldn't? Okay. So first, let's look a little in Tosis, on Samach Amud Beis, in Bava Basra, the famous Tosis. Mutav shiyushogim al yumazidim. The davar shein yadua mikablu shenimcha v'hemim lav tzarich lumchos. But if you're not sure, then you have to make a macha. The amrav midas hadin if l'fanecha golav v'nem yigolav v'nem shur. But the davar she'anu yodim b'birur shalikabel aminim utav shishogim. So Tosas shita is that it's only you know for sure that they're not going to listen. If you're not sure, you still have a chiyuv to protest what they're doing. Okay, so that's in a case where you're not sure. But if you're sure they won't listen, then you're not supposed to say. Now, Moshe asked the question, what about if you're going to announce it in the shul, and some people are going to listen and some people are not going to listen? So do we say, let's save the people who will listen, this way they won't violate anything, and the people who will not listen, so even though they'll become mezidim as a result, maybe it's more important that the people who will listen at the expense of making the people who won't listen from shogim to mezidim. So Rabbi Ezra Schwartz has an interesting bekiyas here in the he points out this tshuva in the Igros Moshe, which is, believe me, is a very benign issue here. It's not such a big issue, but the principle is a similar principle. And that is the question, is this Indian that we don't talk between Tekiyas the Miyushav, Tekiyas the Mu'umad, right? That's like a big thing, even though it's a Pashas is it's a big chumrah, because normally once you start to do a mitzvah, once you start something, there's no Indian that you shouldn't. Acharonim talk about this, like eating a meal. You don't say, well, I can't talk throughout the whole meal because my bracha is going on the whole meal. No, once you ate your first piece of motzi, then you can talk. So the question is, what about by a mitzvah? You say the same thing. Once you started the mitzvah, you did part of the mitzvah, so the bracha was chal. So the Achrona, the Taz and others in the Shulchan Aruch say that here is it's a chiv mitzvah, so there's a more chomer dika inyan. I mean, there's a whole discussion in the Rishonim about this, the Rif and others. So the minig is to be shosek the whole time. So the question that was raised here is, should you announce it? Because if you announce it, so some people are going to listen, but some people, we know they're not going to be able to keep quiet. So now they're going to be amazed. So Moshe writes, Moshe writes in the middle of this tshuva, where the line is, page 4. As long as there's somebody there that you know is going to listen, then you have to say that it's osur. After you do it, she'ezim hem lo yikablu v'yimizidim. V'shvil kilkul elu she'avru b'meizim v'yanshu b'meizim ein l'kalkal elu she'yikablu. She'kshelo yodim yavru b'shogri shugamken isur v'kilkul. In other words, the people who are going to listen, so they're, if you don't announce, they might not know the halacha, so they're going to do it b'shogeg. So now, so it's a kilkul for them also. So which is worse? So we say, at least if you don't say anything, everyone will be a shogeg, because they won't know this halacha. Everyone will be a shogeg. If you do announce it, so now the shogegim won't violate at all. And the people who are shogeg might be mezidim, so Rav Moshe says that the first concern is with the people who are going to listen. That if the people who are going to listen, even at the expense, what? Oh, right. Even at that expense. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, as Rabbi Schwartz pointed out in the footnote, discusses this topic. And in the body of the Sefer and in the footnote, let's look at the footnote. He says, He says, "Negon of Shlom Zalman Orbach Shamati Tumut of Lo Lefarsim B'chol Ofen Ki Rabim Lo Yishmu B'Kolom Mutov Shiyu Shogim." In other words, Shlomo Zalman says that you shouldn't announce it, and as Rabbi Ezra Schwartz Lechora is correct, even though Lechora it's the same type of case where some people probably will listen. Most probably, whenever there's a rabbin, there's always going to be some that will listen, right? Unless you know for sure that. But Mustafa is talking about even in a case where some will listen, rather let everyone be a shogeg. And not announce it at all. And that's what's quoted in the Nesiva Shabbos. Other Gedolim said like this as well. First, look at the footnote on page 6. Ayin should dove in Mishar and the Mokum Shev Shalavar Lom Sabchina Chazaka. Right, first, this is Tam, that in Lamed Zayin says, "Min haroi livdok b'chol erev Shabbos im lo niskalkulu tikunei mechitzas." That there's a minute to check the erev every Friday. There's a minute to check the erev. Now, the core of the question is this really Medina? So, because, in other words, there's a chazaka that it's up. So that could depend upon how strong the chazaka is. In other words, if taka, you're in a community that it never falls down, so it still could be a heeder to still check it every Erev Shabbos. But if you know that things do fall down, so then the chazakah is not such a good chazakah. So that's the question. There was, are we a mechuyiv to mevarer? Like, certain chazakahs are very strong chazakahs, so then you're not mechuyiv to mevarer. Certain chazakahs maybe are weaker chazakahs, so then you were mechuyiv to mevarer. So the assumption is in most Erevin that things, especially fall, especially if it's a community Erev, things fall down. So then the question is it really Mikar Adin? So that's a question of percentages. How the Erev is made and what the percentage is. It could be it still has the chazaka from the week before, but like in camp where the Erev is not so strong and you have wind and you have rain and you have this. And we know that every Shabbos something falls down, so then Lechora Mikar Adin, you have to check. But other communities, it could be just a Chumrah then, and in a Hanami, if you didn't get a chance to check, it would probably still be good if you know that Kimad never falls down. It's like the question of checking your suit for Shatness. If, in other words, if it's a Mir Tamotsui, so then there's a Chiv to check. If it's not even a mir hamotzoi, the percentages are so low, then mikar adin, as Weinfeld writes in his tshuva, then there wouldn't be a chiyuv to check. I mean, b'zman hazeh, we're knowing to check mios tov, why not? But the question is the chiyuv that we check for shatan is mikar adin or not? So it depends on the particular suit. So if the suit, we know that this brand from this thing Kimat never has, and even if it'll have, it's a totally a mir hamotzoi, the percentage is very, very low. So then in a harami, mikra din, you don't have to check. And in the nafkamina, even though we're knowing to check anyway, but nafkamina is, could you wear the suit to the wedding even if you didn't get a chance to check yet? So certain suits you could, because the chiyuv b'dik is only a chumrah. It's not, but if the percentages are higher, then the different sheetahs of what, what the percentage is. Okay, we'll see. We're not up to that yet. Yeah.
So in Maryland, the Arab has like almost 80% is self controls, and there's like 40 or 50 of the play items. And I told you we use a laser system, so we have to check it at night. So every night we check, like 5 or so left, and over like a month.
And how much have you found them down?
I think once in a while we find one down.
Right.
And or like hard, or like something is like locked. I think generally not.
Right.
Generally, like,
So that's good. In other words, you're saying you don't check the whole thing every Friday. Okay, Ms. Talmi, you don't have to check it every Friday if you know that it's Kimat never falls down. Unless there was some big rainstorm or something like that. In other words,
saying visually, in terms of the visually the whole thing is checked, but in terms of the all the lechem are checked on during the day, but the actual lasering is only done at night for a portion. I mean, the whole circumference of the Erev is checked visually on Friday to make sure the lechayim are in place, but the accuracy of the lechayim is only checked
partially.
Checked at night, partially.
You mean to see that it's
whether it lines up with the whole event, laser the whole event at night.
Right. Okay. Right here. Good. Okay, then he quotes Reisi B'Sefer B'Tuv Yerushalayim at the bottom, Shei Mamuna El Erevin, from Mansiin Yadler, who's in charge of the Erevin Yerushalayim, and he said from the Aderes, Shin Tzkalti El B'Shabbos Mutav Shalol Farsim, Tam Mutav Shiyushogim, Chain Tziperli Hagon Rav David Baran, right? That was the Rebbe of Rav Shlomo Zalman, right? Rav David Baran. Shemicha B'Misha Hechriz B'Meis Knesset B'Al Shabbos Erev Mukukul. And then he quotes from Rav Shmir Shabbos, from Shlomo Zalman. So this is the discussion. Now, the couple of things. There is the Shita of Shlomo Kluger, who has a very mechudish dika Shita in this matter. There is a sugya on Daf Yud Zayin and Daf Tzadi Dalet, Tzadi Gimel, Tzadi Dalet in Erevin. I remember the old days when Rav Shechter used to give bechinas to get into the Kol Elyon, so there was a written bechina he used to give. 20 questions on 20 mesechtes. One question on Brachas, one question on Shabbos, one question on Erevin, one question on Pesachim. So the question on Erevin, if I remember correctly, was where does it say Shabbos Kaven de Hutra. So what is that? So that's this halacha here. That we know, what's the difference? Say, for example, you have two adjacent chatzeros, Chatzer A and Chatzer B, and there's a wall in between. So if they want to carry each one in their own chatzer, so they make an Erev chatzeres for their chatzer, and Chatzer A makes his, Chatzer B makes his. But Chatzer A and Chatzer B are separate. Right? There's a wall in between. Right? Now, what if in the middle of Shabbos the wall falls down in between? In other words, the outer walls are still up. So the outer perimeter of the rectangle is still up, but the wall in between falls down. So do we say that, well, now you're nifrats into the other chatzah that you weren't ma'ariv with, so you can't carry it all? Or do we say no, that since at the beginning of Shabbos you were okay, we have a principle of Shabbos Kevan the Hutra. That since at the beginning of Shabbos it was okay, so too it's okay over here. So that's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. But then, and that's the Gemara in Yudzayin and on Tzadi Gimel. But then the Gemara says, what if the Mavoi loses its Lechi? What if the Mavoi loses its Lechi? So then the Gemara says, even Rav Yossi's Moda, that if you don't have all your Mechitzos, the four Mechitzos, which you know, divide you from the Carmelis or from the Rishus HaRabim, so then even Rav Yossi's Moda, that you don't say Shabbos Kevin to Hutra Hutra. Shabbos Kevin to Hutra Hutra is saying when you have your external Mechitzos, you just now, there was a chisara now, Mineu Bey, inside the chatzah, that made an isser. So do we say that since that isser wasn't here in the beginning of Shabbos, it's mutter or not? So that's the machlokas in the Gemara. Whether we pass, but the Gemara says that when it comes to the lechi falling down of the mavoy or the korah falling down, then even Rav Yossi is moda. And Rabbi Yehuda, and in that case, but Rabbi Yehuda in that case, In other words, that's Shitas Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says there is a concept of Shabbos came into Hutra, but only if the Mechitz is still there. Now, the Mishnah on Tzadi Dalet quotes a Shita of Rav Yehuda we don't paskin like, that says that even if the Lechi falls down, even if the Lechi, a Korah, falls down, so it's Mutarim Lo'osa Shabbos. That for this Shabbos, the Mishnah Tzadi Dalet Amar Aleph on the bottom, in this Shabbos, it's Mutar. Mutarim Lo'osa Shabbos. Because since at the beginning of Shabbos it was up, so it's Mutar also. In other words, since you have Midaraisi, you're okay. It's only a din derabanan, so you're okay. So that's the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi would only say it by a case where you have all the external mechitzas. You just are nifrat now to the other chatzer. So Rav Shlomo Kluger, in several times in his tshuvas, paskins, or at least is a sniff. That if you obviously when you're making a tzuras pesach b'zbarazeh, you're making it in a karmelis. Shlomo Kluger claims that if the tzuras pesach falls down in Morasha or whatever in the middle of Shabbos, so and even you know about it, there's nothing you can carry because Shabbos came into hutra even by a tzuras pesach. So that's what he writes here. He writes it like three times. And there's some other tshuva which I have to find where it was the original tshuva. He says, I'll show it to you. Third line, second column, page 9. Faz afim yikalkalu achakach b'shabes mutar mataltal b'shabes came into hutra. Kimosha kasafdi b'tshuva l'stei lovin. So that tshuva I have to find. The original tshuva about this. I mean, Ezra Shulman says Stay Lovin was like some sort of like a bungalow colony of today. That he wrote a tshuva to the Stay Lovin, to that in, you know, when they used to go in the mountains or whatever, that if the Eruv falls down, since it's only a Carmelis anyway, so you say Shabbos came into Hutra. Now this is generally not accepted. I mean, he writes it several places. You want to see another place? If you want to look on page 11, there's a shorter tshuva. You can see it's even clear on the second column. But because of the tzuras pesach and it's called the Shabbos, my last one's bo. Name Efshel Sakno Al Yidei Nochri. If you can fix it, Al Yidei Nochri. So vada muter. V'chei nogim per kam. So you can get a guy. That we'll see. But even if you can't get a guy, for kosav asli b'tshuvas they love and the mutar lomar Shabbos cave into hutra mutar l'talkin. So this is a psak that Rosh Shlomo Kluger apparently. Gave to many different places. So it seems to be very schwer. I mean, if you want to, maybe if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, maybe, but I'm not even so sure Rabbi Yehuda would be masking. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda only said it in the case where you have a mavoi that already has three mechitzas and only needs a tikkun revi. But certainly, according to Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't look that way. Some want to bring a raya or a tzas siyua to Rav Shlomo Kluger from Matosas and Erevin and Tezavav Amar Aleph on page 13. Let's see the Gemara there on Tezavav Amar Aleph. Toshma, the Rav of Yosef Vahu Mavua. So Rav was sitting in the Mavoi. Have Yosef Rav Huna Kameh Amar Leh L'Sham Yizil Aisili Kuzer Demaya. He said, go get me a cup of water. At the Asa Nofal Lechia. So the Lechi fell down in the meantime. So the question is, but there was a tree there. So maybe we could use the tree, even though the lechi fell down, but there's still the tree there, that maybe that serves as the lechi. And this would be a raya that lechi ha'omid me'elav, this is the sugi of lechi ha'omid me'elav, is a good lechi. So he says, what are you talking about? You don't know what you're talking about. You weren't so mechal of me bod yom. Right? So how could we use it? But it's mashmah that if they would be so mechal of me bod yom, it would be okay. So Tosas asked the Kasha, this is Rav Huna speaking, now Rav Huna holds Shabbos hold the Hutra Hutra. So then why does he have to rely on the Dikla? Right? So the Gemara says, so Tosas gives two terutzim. Either if the Mechitza fell down, obviously like when the Lechi falls down, that's like the Mechitza falling down, then you don't say Shabbos gave in Hutra Hutra. Or Inami Hachal Lefi Divrei Rav Hayamaksha, that he wasn't saying his own Shita, and Lefi Divrei Rav, and it could be according to the Shita's Rav, even if the Mechitza fell down, it would be okay. And according to the second day in Tosas, there would be room to say according to the first day in Tosas is if there's listen to Mechitzas, or according to the second day, he says in a Hanami that Shabbos gave him the Hutra Hutra, he wouldn't need the Dikla, according to Rav, he doesn't hold from Shabbos gave him the Hutra Hutra. But it's mashma that according to the Shita, holds Shabbos gave him the Hutra Hutra, holds it even by Mechitzas. Now again, maybe that's only in the case where it was the Ruach Revi that fell down. So those that want to bring a support to Rav Shlomo Kluger want to say that the second day in Tosus maybe is a siyur, because he's saying that he was saying it according to Rav. In other words, my personal sheet is Shabbos came with Hutra Hutra, I don't need the Dekel. I don't care that the Lechi fell down. But you look in Rabbi Langer's Sefer on page 15 in the footnote, so he discusses that maybe there's a raya from this Tosas according to the second day. Maybe it's not such a raya. Lemaisa, the minhag ha'olam, and then there's a Mari Truva, the Mari Vayel, which they want to maybe bring a raya. He says here, page 14, the Mari Vayel has a Truva about HaKorosh Nishbar B'Shabbos. Bitarti Utalto. Avogav the Kaim Lunk Rabbi Yossi, who says that it's Aser. You don't say Shabbos came to Hutra Hutra by a Korah or a Lechi. So he says that's only Dafka Leditu, the Movashalahem Pasuch Lashus Arab. But Ayara Shalonu what's the Ayara? It's like the Truma Sedeshin that we saw before. And another Truma in the Marivile. Ayara Shalonu is basically. It's a question of the reason why, in other words, it's Pashup Shad I learned in this Mari Vayel is that Mukav Mechitzis. So the whole thing is Rishus HaYachid. And the only thing is, you want to siphon off your Mavoy from the other Mavoy. So then you say Shabbos came into Hutra Hutra, because that's like the case of the Mechitzis between the two Chatzeris. But if it's Mamish a case where you need the mechitza to matir tiltal, it's not just to siphon you off from the other chatzir, the other mavoy, then l'chor, even the marivayel would l'chor say that it's no good. So this they want to bring a raya from this marivayel. I'm not so sure it's any raya at all. It was 14. 14. Okay, so Bekitzer, Rabosai, Bekitzer Maisa, this seems, as Rav Shechter said, over from Rav Sheps, that this Rav Shlomo Kluger is considered like Dochwe. No one really relies on it, but it would be interesting to get the original Tshuva, because these Tshuvas that I have here are not the original one. In other words, the original one is where he really says what he says. So I didn't do my enough effort into trying to find that. But Rav Shlomo Kluger wrote many svarim, so you have to do some computer search to find out where he's talked about Stei Lavan in one of his earlier tshuvas and see if there's more. I mean, nonetheless, it's not accepted, but it would be interesting to see more of his. I mean, Shlomo Kluger was a big gadol, so. But that was his shita. So obviously, if you hold like him, there's no problem. It's no, not a question of mutav shishogim. It's Shabbos Kevin the Hutra, Shem Hutra Hutra. Okay, now the next nakuda is the following. That, what is the status? Maybe one could say the following. That maybe the reason why you don't have to, and in other words, till now we talk about maybe the reason why you don't have to announce it is because mutav shishogim, which is mashma that the people till now are shogim, and now maybe you'll make them mezidim. The question is that really so? We know in halacha there are three levels. There's mezid, there's shogeg, and mesasik. So the question at hand is, a person thinks that the air is up, and the air is not up, is that, so it's not mezid, that's for sure not. Is it shogeg or is it mesasik? Shogeg is clearly a maisa avera. Mesasik, because shogeg is chayiv a korban, so shogeg is considered a maisa avera. It's a lower form of a maisa avera, but still a maisa avera. Mesasek is a lower form than shogeg. The question is it, and you don't bring a korban for mesasek. So the question at hand is, first of all, is this called mesasek, number one, or is it called shogeg? And number two, is, even if you want to say it's mesasek, is mesasek a maisa avera, or is it not a maisa avera? Because if it's not a maisa avera, then one could say that vaita, I don't have to tell them, because it's not a maisa avera. Now, normally, in Shabbos, when we speak about shogeg, we speak about two types of shogeg. Shigegas Shabbos and Shigegas Malacha. Shigegas Shabbos means that I know everything. I know Hilchas Shabbos 100%. I know everything to know about Hilchas Shabbos. I read Ribiyat 15 times. I know everything. The only thing is, when I woke up in the morning, I forgot it was Shabbos. So I turned on this, I did this, I did that. So that's a shogeg. Because I didn't realize it was Shabbos. That's one type of shogeg. Another type of shogeg is that I know it's Shabbos, but I missed one day of shiur when the Rebbe was speaking about the halacha of kosev or something like that. I was out that day. It was during whatever. I was out that day, so I missed, and I never knew that was. I know I'm writing. It's not like I didn't know I was writing. I know I'm writing, and I know it's Shabbos. I just never was taught that. I don't know that kosev is aser. So that's also a shogeg. But the question over here is like this: what's the status of a person? So, say for example, you need to scratch your head. So you take your arm and you scratch your head. In the meantime, your elbow went into the light switch. While you were pricking your elbow went into the light switch. So there, that's mesasek, because you didn't even. We'll see. So that's mesasek. So the question is, the case I gave you with the elbow. So that's mesasek. That's not even considered a maisa avera. So the question, that's not in the chi of korban. Whether it's a maisa avera or not, we'll see. So the question is like this: how do you view someone carrying on Shabbos? Meaning, how do you view that? Do you say, well, he knows he's carrying, so therefore, maybe that's called a shogeg, right? He just didn't know. What?
He knows he's not allowed to carry.
So l'chora one could say, because. Right, so how do you view that? In other words, he knows the action that he's doing, he knows he's doing. Well, you say, no, he doesn't know. Because, you see, it's a very misleading phrase. In English, we say the issa is carrying. But that's not the issa. There's no issa of carrying is a very misleading word. Because that's not the issa. Carrying is just a poor way of using an English word to try to define Hotzah, Dalad Amos, and B'shus Harab. We use the word carrying. But carrying is like, you know, that's not an accurate. In other words, if I take this sefer from here to that, in English they're called carrying, but that's not what the malacha is. So by the fact that I don't know that I'm carrying outside, maybe that's called mezasek, right? That's what I really think. We'll see. There's a couple of things to say before we get there. That maybe this is called misasik. And then you have to clear whether misasik is a Maisa Aveira or not. If it's a Maisa Aveira, so then if I know someone's doing it, I should tell them. If it's not a Maisa Aveira, not. Oh. So before I get to... And this is against... What I'm saying now is against Rabbi Ezra Schwartz's conclusion in his article. And we'll see. He has a lot of big people on his side. So, But that it is Misasek. And the only question is Misasek a Maisa Aveira or not? If it's not a Maisa Aveira, so let him, what is it? Live and let live. No, that is Misasek, yeah. I think Rabbi Ezra. Yeah, well, we'll see. Well, let me give me a little couple of minutes to explain. So the question is like this. There's a pasuk in Vayikra Dalet, Chav Ches, a hodar lov chatoso, asher chata ve'evi karbonos, he receives him t'meimah, the keva, al chatoso asher chata. Al chatoso asher chata. So the Gemara Krisis, Yutessa ben Aleph says, asher chata prat l'masasek. That you masasek, it's not an avera. Masasek is not an avera. So the Gemara in Bava Kamma on Chavava Medbeis is a famous Gemara. The Gemara talks about a person who had a stone in his lap, and he forgot that he had a stone in his lap. So he got up, right? And obviously the stone went and did what it did. So it did damage. The stone rolled off him, and it did damage on Shabbos. So he violated a malacha of Shabbos, and he was mazik someone's property. I don't know, maybe it rolled off Dalai Lama's and Nefeshos HaRabim, whatever it did. He violated Shabbos. So the Gemara says like this, that, yeah. So he forgot he had the thing on his. So he says, "Leinin Shabbos, leinin Ezekin Chayev, and leinin Shabbos is Potter. Why is he Potter leinin Shabbos?" So the Gemara says, Melechas Machsheves bein. Because it's not Melechas Machsheves. So Le'inyin Nezikin, he's Chayev, because by Nezikin is Adam Mu'ad La'olam, so it doesn't matter. But Le'inyin Shabbos, you need Melechas Machsheves. That's the Gemara. So there's a famous tshuva of Rabbi Kivager. Yeah, so Rabbi Kivega has the following question. He says, why does the Gemara need the pasuk of Meleches Machsheves? That's a Shabbos dikah halacha. Right? That's a Shabbos dikah halacha. It should just say he's potter because he doesn't have to bring a korban on Shabbos for Chil Shabbos because Asher Chata prat l'masasek. Why would the Gemara have to bring Meleches Machsheves? Okay, so a question like that, I don't know, they could, maybe this Gemara didn't hold from that, I mean, I don't know, so Tosus in Shabbos has this question, what's the necessity of the two psukim? That's on page 26, the top Tosus, Ayin Beis Amid Beis. Let me tell it to you outside. You could save a little time and you could You could spend 15 hours in this packet at least. So Tosus' Shita is like this. Tosus' Shita is that there are two types of Misasik. There's a Misasik of Kol HaTorah Kula and the Misasik of Shabbos. If I want to take an apple from the ground and I thought that it was Tolush and Nimtza Mechuber, so there was whatever item I wanted to take, I was successful in taking that item. I just thought it was Tolish and Tolish Mechuber. So that is Potter, because that's the Kol HaTorah Kula Dikadin. It was, I got the right item. I just didn't know that it was an Isser because I thought it was Tolish and it was really attached. But then Tosa says there's another halacha that's solely a halacha of Shabbos. And that is, if I wanted to take apple A, which is attached to the ground, and I knew it was attached, and I got distracted, and I ended up taking apple B, which is also attached to the ground. So I got the wrong item. So Kol HaTorah Kula, that's not called Misasik, because I had kavana for Maisa Issa. But in Shabbos, there's special p'tur that since Melechas Machsheves Asur Torah, so it's not enough that, so even if you had the Kavonis Isser, if you have the wrong Chayfetz, yeah. So basically, the idea is that if you know exactly what you're doing, you just had a mistake in the Metzias, so then that's the Kol HaTorah Tchula Dikadin. And the Shabbos Dikadin is if you mamish were clueless in the what was going on. In other words, you got the wrong chayfetz, or you were just clueless in what was going on, like the case with the scratching your head. So Rabbi Kiv Eger's Yisod is like this, that the Misasek of Kol HaTorah Kula is a Maisa Aveira. It's just a p'tur from Korban. But the Shabbos Dikin Misasek, now, it doesn't mean every case of Shabbos is not a Shabbos Dikin Misasek, because if you have the case of Nimtzo, Mechavin Harim is HaTolish V'Hirim is HaMechuber, so that's on Shabbos, but it's not the Shabbos Dikin thing. The special Shabbos Dikin thing is when you got the wrong chayfet, you were clueless of what was going on. That's the Shabbos Dikin thing. So Memela, that's not even a Maisa Aveira. That's what Rabbi Kivega says. So Rabbi Kivega Kedarko has this pilpul in the pshat in the Gemara in Bava Kamma. It's mamisha. It's a goyish pilpul, but pilpulim are, you know, pilpulim. You know, what's his vort? So he says like this, that what the Gemara means to say in Bava Kamma, Chavav, it's one case that it happened on Shabbos. There was Pashup Shat in the Gemara, means L'inya Shabbos, means if you the stone fell off of you on Shabbos, this is the potter. And L'zik and Yechayev, if it happened on the weekday, two separate cases. Rabbi Kiva Eger learns, Al Derech HaPilpul, that it's one case. It's one case. So normally we know there's a din of Kim Lebed the Rabbi Minei, right? And so Kim Lebed the Rabbi Minei, potter from Tashlume. Not only is there a din of Kim Lebed the Rabbi Minei, but the Gemara in Bava Kamma Lamed Hei, Ksubas Lamed Hei, has the din of Tana Dvei Chizkia, that Chayve Misa Shogegin, even if you're doing B'Shogeg, there's also a din of Kim Lebed the Rabbi Minei. But that's only if you did it B'Shogeg. If it was Misasek, so then that's not even a Shogeg, then it's not even Tana Dvei Chizkia, and then you're not going to have a din Kim Lebed Rabbi Minei. So what the Gemara means to say is, since you had no idea when you... The reason why the Gemara doesn't want to quote the Asher Chotaba is because Asher Chotaba is the Kol HaTorah Kula Dika din, which is not applicable here. Because here he didn't know what he was doing B'chlal. He had no idea that when he was getting up he was... So that's the Shabbos Dika din. So the Shabbos Dika din is not a Maisa Aveira at all. So Linya Shabbos Potter, and Linya Zikin Chayev on Shabbos, because it's not even Tana Dabei Chizkia, because it's not even a Maisa Aveira Bechlal, because it's like the case that you got the wrong Chayfetz, which tantamount to the case where you didn't know at all what was happening. So that's Rabbi Kiv Eger. Rabbi Kiv Eger says this and argues with the Mekor Chaim. You know, in that same Sefer Mekor Chaim that we've been Xerexing the whole time, that one page, is basically a Sefer in Hilchas Pesach by the Nesivus. And the Nesivus has a famous kasha. It's in the packet here. The famous kasha on page 19 is, what's the idea of Bedikas Chametz? You see, the yodels that you have in the pantry, that's not Bedikas Chametz. That, you know, you're not searching for anything. That you get rid of, that's not Bedika. That's Chametz that you know is there. Bedika is that you're searching for the unknown Chametz. So Frekta, the Mekor Chayim, the Nesivus, but if it's unknown, so I'm a Shoigig. So I'm a Mimsasek. So what's the problem? Why do I have to be Bodik for it? The things I know about, I know about my Cheerios, and I know about my Fruit Loops, and I know about my bread, and I know about my this that I know about, I'm going to get rid of. The things I don't know about, that's what I'm doing Bedika for. What am I Bedika for? It's a Dacha Mimsasek. And the hanacha of the question is that Masasek is not even a Maisa Vera. So what I need Bedika for? So Zokt the Mekor Chaim. This is the Bavusta word from the Mekor Chaim, which Rabbi Kivegi is arguing on. And Zokt the Mekor Chaim, the reason why you need, because Masasek is only a Ptur from an Avera that you have to do a Maisa for. In other words, I do a Maisa. A Maisa this, a Maisa that. But Bal Yeroah is an Avera B'Shei Valtasa. Because the idea of Masasek is that since I did Masasek, the Maisa doesn't relate for me. But if it's an Avera that doesn't require a Maisa, I'm Chayiv. Anyway, that's his word. So Rabbi Kivega says, no, in all due respect to Nesivus, I think he's wrong. Masasek is a Maisa Avera, so his whole Kasha doesn't get off the ground. But Masasek of a Shabbos Dik Masasek is different. Okay, so that's all. So Rav Yashiv, in his Sefer on... What is it, Rav? No, we're talking about... Well, first, Gabi Bal Yirah, then Gabi... Oh, so 1 second. So, no, yes or no, maybe... So Rabbi Yashiv in his Sefer Ha'oros Moseches Ksubas page 25 wants to say, based on this Rabbi Kiveger, he wants to distinguish between the two cases. He says, if you have a tissue in your pocket and you didn't know you had a tissue, yeah, you put on your suit from last week or from the chasa or wherever, and there's a, you know, the place card you have in your, you still have the place card, table 25, and it's still in your pocket, and yeah, that's why Chayav Adam Mashresh Kisav. Right, but he didn't. He wasn't mashmish, or he did it not such a good job. So then, Rabbi Yashiv says, that's a misasek of Shabbos, and that's not even called a Maisa Avera. But if you know that you're carrying, you just didn't know that the Erev is down, that's not a misasek, that's a shogig. That's what he writes here, based on the Rebbe Kiveger. Nimsa, the Fizeh, and the Michal Shabbos, Veni Odeh Klau, in other words, there's no Erev here. It's the Lower East Side. There's no Erev. But he doesn't realize he is being metaltal because he has that tissue inside. He just doesn't realize it. So that's Melechas Machsheves, and that's not a Aver at all. And if you see somebody, if you see that there's a tissue sticking out from his back pocket, you don't even have to tell him. I mean, assuming that he's a, you know that he's from, that you wouldn't want to have it, just don't say anything. That's called an Aver B'Shogeg. And therefore, if it would be Zman HaBeis HaMikdosh, he would have to bring a Korban Chatas. One second. So that's what, in other words, his word is that over here, you know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. So it's, you just thought you're doing something mutter, but you know what you're doing. I know I'm carrying my talis.
I mean, I'm carrying a talis, so I wouldn't carry it.
I know I'm carrying my talis, so therefore that's going to musasa. But I thought the other way, that then. No, but that case. So first of all, one second. First of all, the Rebbe Kiva Eger. So that's what he said. So first of all, you have to realize that not everyone agrees. First of all, with that Tosfos, the Rambam seems to say Perek Aleph Halacha Ches in Hilcha Shabbos that the definition of Misasek is whatever you feel that you're not doing. In other words, you don't know that you're doing the Dover HaOsa. In other words, that's Meleches Machsheves. That's a lack of Meleches Machsheves. So even if you have one, even in the case where you have one apple and you think it's Talish and it's really Mechuber, that also is under the Ptur of Meleches Machsheves because you thought you were doing a Dover Mutter and it turned out you were doing a Dover HaOsa. So that's, and the only case of Shogeg is when you didn't know it was Shabbos or you didn't know that it was Osir. Here, you know that it's Osir, and you know it's Shabbos, it's just you thought that it was not Mechuber, so that's Misasik. That's how the Rambam learns. Not like this Tosis and with this Chiluk. So, and with the Rambam Paskins, Mechuber Zed, Mechuber Zed, Yechayef. That's Beferish. If you want to light this candle, that's Beferish and Halacha Yud. If you want to light candle A and you ended up lighting candle B, that's going to be Chayef. Okay, so.
Why did
it in the test? The test seems like similar to the other one. The test is going to be public, right? The test is going to be public. The test is going to be public. The test is going to be we can love him. He's giving him a moment. What have we shall have? We can say the Shahash of Potter, Shalom, 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 I don't know, you have to think about it. But okay, that's Tama question. It has to be dealt with. So the word is like this. So if you say like that, and that's, you know, was the psak that they got in L.A. The psak Rabbi Sauer told in L.A. happens very often that the Erev is down, the new Erev. I don't know, very often, but often enough. So Rabbi Bess asked Rabbi Yashiv, what should be the, should we treat this as Misasek or not? So he said, no, you have to be Modia, based on what he writes here. So now, first of all, in other words, but I thought that no, that it's Misasek, according to everyone, it would be Misasek. The only question is, in other words, you have to, Mavara, is Misasek in my Saver or not? In other words, is Misasek in Maisa Avera or not? So the Makor Chaim assumes that Misasek is in Maisa Avera. In other words, one could say Makor Chaim assumes that Misasek is not in Maisa Avera. I'm sorry. Yeah. He doesn't have these two. Right. If it's a Shabbos stick of Misasek. In other words, I used to think for years as a kid, I used to think that Rabbi Kiveger says that a Shabbos, it's not a Maisa Aveira versus, but he's not saying that. It was even on it's not a question of Shabbos versus not Shabbos. The Shabbos Dikah Ptur, which is the Meleches Machsheves Dikah Ptur, that is not a Maisa Aveira. You could have the regular called Torah Kula Dikah thing in Hilchos Shabbos, which is still is a Maisa Aveira. So that's why I think the Erevin case
is this the Meleches Machsheves?
Yeah.
Right.
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 Well, and Rav Shlomo Zalman happens to hold also that Misasek is not like the Makor Chaim, that Misasek is not a Maisa Avera. That's what he holds, and he holds based on Iran that Misasek is like a Dover Sheinu Miskaven. We know the halacha is that I'm allowed to schlep a chair on Shabbos if it's not a Psik Reisha, even if it's making Charitz. That's Mutter Lagamri. We pass it like Reb Shimon. It's Mutter Lagamri. Davishen is Kavin. So the Ran in Chulin, I think, seems to equate the concept of Misasek and the Davishen is Kavin. And the Misasek is. Yeah. So if the Davishen is Kavin is Mutul Gamre, so Misasek. Yeah, maybe even better. Maybe even better. Right, and that's the footnote you were quoting. Exactly. So. Yeah, okay. Yes or no? That's,
no,
doesn't. Okay. It could be that's whether he would say it against the non is not 100% buchrach, right? It could be that it could be only said it. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't. Yes or no? It's not okay. So that's what I think. The only question that has to be dealt with, as Schwartz pointed out, you know, that stares us in the face. And I think there could be a way out to this also. And you should know that this idea was known as Rav Chaim's, if you want to see from Rabbi Gavriel Bechhofer, page 32, second column. I have heard from my great uncle, Rabbi Yosef Dov Holzberg, that Rav Chaim Soloveitchik and Bris ruled similarly. For a different reason. Reb Chaim's rationale was that people who carry under the mistaken impression that the Erev is valid fall into the halacha category of Misasek. Misasek is one who commits any forbidden act thinking that is permissible. When it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, where only Melechus Machsheva's intentional activity is prohibited, a Misasek's deeds are not considered sinful at all. In other words, you don't have to say like Tosfos, that Tosfos says, why do you need Hasher Chata and Melechus Machsheva's? So Tosfos' word is that it's too. Two different cases. You could say it's the same case, but Melechus Machsheva makes it even a lower form of Isser. Or you don't even have to say that. Maybe Asher Chata is also a lower form of Isser, and for some reason. So he says that, so they quote, when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, when only Melechus Machsheva's intentional activity is prohibited, and the Misasek misdeeds are not considered sinful at all, and they're not required tshuva. Since the people that are carrying do so because they think that the Erev is still valid, they are committing no wrong. No, this he heard from his uncle, Rav Yosef Dov Holzberg.
So he's saying, like, how can we see anything about being
Chavim Rabbanim? One second. Now, there's one Gemara that still has to be dealt with. Like what I wanted to say, that it's a Misasek.
Is he saying what's closest to
let me see the Gemara Menachos Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. So the Gemara Menachos Lamed Zayin Amud Beis has the following case. Page 28. Yeah. And that is the following. What is the case where somebody, yeah, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Hocher, yeah, Ravina have a ka'ozel abasri, the Mar Baravashi. Mar Baravashi was walking, and Ravina was walking after him, b'shabbat ha'derigla. You know, in the Shabbos, you know, before the Yontif, which they, you know, used to have the special, you know, drushes, page 28. Ifsa karna dechute, so his tzitzis got puzzled. So there are two versions of what happened. Because the question is, if it says it become puzzle, then he would have to take it off in the street. It would be an embarrassment. First version of the story is he didn't tell him anything, and then when he got home, then he told him what happened. Because if he said, if I would have told you then we would have to take it off. Okay, so he didn't tell him. And the other version is that he told him. Ikadami mihasam armale, he told him. But still he told him you don't have to take it off because it's only a carmelis, so it's only a tiltal. In other words, if it's pasul tzitzis, then you consider it mitaltel. So he did tell them, but nonetheless he didn't have to take it off. So the question is, from this Gemara, it's mashma that the only issue of not telling was the issue of that it'll take it off, it'll be an embarrassment. But else, also tissue, where there's no embarrassment by a tissue. It's not like taking off your clothing. So it's mashma that he would have to tell him. In other words, the only issue is that if a foul pole, should he tell him, should he not tell him, did he tell him, did he not, is because of the kavod habrius. But isn't a mashma from this Gemara that misasik is some type of maisa, either that this is not called misasik, like maybe or either it's not misasik, but don't you see here that the bottom line is you have to megala. The only issue is, but maybe you shouldn't, in the case where it's clothing and you're going to have to take it off. So what's the story? So that's where Aaron Kotlis points out. So I think the Gemara Brachas is not, I thought about this over Shabbos. I thought the Gemara Brachas is not a riot because I think the Gemara Brachas, what's the case of Gemara Brachas is somebody's wearing shatnez and on the weekday and you have to tell him in the middle of the street. So the Rambam sheet is, you have to go over to him in the middle of the street to tell him and take it off of him. The question is, but isn't he a misasek? So I thought no. I thought that's a shogeg. Because there he In other words, this is not a Shabbos halacha. In other words, by Kol Torah Kula, the definition of shogeg is I just don't know I'm doing the Aveira. I don't know I'm doing the Maisa. You see, Misasek means like this. Misasek means that I don't know I'm doing, by Kol Torah Kula, I don't know I'm doing. Yeah, here I know I'm doing the Maisa Levisha. So maybe that's called shogeg, and therefore that's why he had to take it off. So this question, this Gemara Menachas needs to be, if you want to say. Okay, but I'm saying that way. Yeah. So that's the question. Or you could say I still have to mivar more.
I don't understand why Rebbe thinks that the Kol Torah Kula shouldn't be told not knowing the Mitzvah. Hashem is a difference between Shogeg and Mitzvah. Shogeg is because I don't know the Din, Mitzvah, I don't know the Mitzvah, so I don't know everywhere.
No, because the example of Misasek is like this.
I'm wearing the beggar, but I don't know the Mitzvah.
Okay. But in this Gemara, unless Mar Bar Vashi was an Adam Gadol, and therefore, you know, maybe there was some minion, you know, of him, an Adam Gadol, people are going to see in the street, there'll be a Chil Hashem, and maybe. Or maybe not. Think about it. I don't want to, because we're limited in time. So that's this. The last point on this, before we get to the last other part of the shir, and that is, there's a famous nesivus that we should be aware of, that even if it's shogeg, so say it's not misasik, it's shogeg, okay? Say I'm wrong, that it's shogeg, but then the discussion is, what's the din of shogeg by a derabban? Let's maybe the famous nesivus, and we'll see it inside. Is that what? That normally when you violate a shogeg, so you did a maisa avera. That's clear. But that's maybe only by nisa deraisa. But if you do a derabanan b'shogeg, maybe you don't even have to do tshuva. Maybe you don't have to do tshuva. And there's a famous mashach chachma on it because the word is that the deraisas are etzem poison. The deraisa is poison. Macholas is asif b'cheftza, right? So therefore, if I eat poison, chas v'shalom, even it's b'shogeg, it's gonna affect me. But by the rabbanans, it's just mitzvah shmo divrei chacham. It's not be'etzem poison. So mele, as long as the point is the whole idea of the rabbanans is shmo divrei chacham. So if I'm amazed, I'm a morid b'chachamim. But if I'm b'shogeg, then I'm not morid b'chachamim. So then I didn't do anything wrong. Masha ain't cane by a daraisa, where it's etzem a chefzah shel itzer, it's poison, then even I do, right. So Mechaber has the following, and this we could spend a year on just talking on this topic, so we're going to only spend 2 minutes now. And then I have another point, and then we'll make a little break, and then we'll have the second shiur, and then, okay. Rav Kotler points out this Gemara, and as Schwartz points out, says we must see from here that Misasik is at least some type of Isser. The din is like this. What if I sell you treif meat? I sell you treif meat, and I got my money, and you ate the meat. So the halacha is, you have to return me the money, even though you ate the meat, but it was treif meat. So it's like you sold me something that's not meat, you know, because I want kosher meat. So even though he ate the meat already, he has to return the money. But what if I sell somebody to something that's treif midrabanim? Yeah, it's treif midrabanim. It's whatever, basar of b'chalav, whatever it is. It's treif midrabanim. So then the machaber paskins that even though I ate it, I don't get my money back. So how come if it's treif midaraisa, I get my money back, and straight from the bun, and I don't. So says the Sivas that the pshat is because if it's straight from the rice attack, you did an issa. So I don't have to pay for buying something that we're doing issa. I got nourishment, but I did an issa. But by straight from the rabbanon, since it's only the rabbanon, I didn't do any issa. I didn't do any issa b'chalal. So memela, I got my nourishment. And I didn't do an isser, so I have to pay for it. I can't get my money back for that. So there's a whole discussion, whether we hold like this in the Sivas, we don't hold like the Sivas, but that's another sniff in the Shaila about no tzad l'hakim. Because even if because of the karmas, whenever there's going to be a tzuras ha-pesach, you hope that it's a karmless. Then so I have this piece from Rav Shechter. Rav Bekhov points it out. Rav Shechter has his chiddush here on page 36. Rav Shechter's chiddush is that when you give a hechsher on something, you can't give it's a chiddush. Say something in the ingredients is bottled b'shishim. So it's mutter to eat. Right? It's mutter to eat. But the heksha, the OU, can't give a say that this is kosher. Even though it might say it's kosher. But to give, that's his thing. So the question is, if you're a rabbi in a community and you have to give your approval on the Erev and you hold that it's a problem, so you can't be the... You can't say that it's, if you think that it's really not good. Because that's giving in other words, even though there's, it might be mutar al pidin, but if you hold it, but he says, but when you're there, the first Shabbos, so you don't have to say that, if it is what to rely on, you don't have to announce that it's no good. Because in other words, you're not giving your official hat, but once you're there from some time, and now it's your Erev, and your gushpanka, then it has to be good according to the shitas that you feel are the real shitas. But the first, I remember a friend of mine, it was a rav in a community, and there were problems with the Erev, so somebody called someone up, and someone told him that he should announce that the Erev is down the first Shabbos. So I said, you're going to lose your job. So I went with him, and we found that there's what to rely on, at least with the tachovs and the this and the that, there was what to rely on. Then later on, he wants to fix it, he can fix it. But get up there the first Shabbos and say, the Erev that the people were using for the past 15 years is no good. Obviously, if there's nothing to rely on, there's nothing to rely on. But that's why you have to learn Hilchas Erev to see, is there something to rely on or not. Okay, two more things. What? Not exactly 1 week, but Or in other words, you would think that maybe, in other words, maybe the Gabi the Hechsher thing is also a chiddush. In other words, maybe you could say that something is kosher if it's a pidin, it's bottle. So why can't you say it's kosher? So he says, no, that's...
And I didn't say, why can't you say?
He thinks it's like a Ben Adam L'Chaveiro type of thing. Yeah, okay. Like people, because people think that when you're telling them it has an OU, they think that means that it's halak. There's nothing, no kunst. Yeah. Yeah, so that's Bez Hashem. Next year, Bez Hashem will give Yerodea Bez Hashem. So we have a packet on that about Bittul and things like that. Okay, so I don't want to do it right now. Reishai involved. The Mechaber quotes the Din, page 38. He quotes first, the Ramah quotes the Din, that you can tell a Goy to open the light for you on Shabbos if it means that you can eat Suda Shabbos in the light. Because that's the Iter Shita. The Bala Iter says that Amir La'akum, even on a Daraisa, is Mutter B'mokum Mitzvah. So we really try not to Yesh L'achmir. So the Ramah says we don't really rely on that. In the old shuls, but the Mishnah Berurah says, but if it's mitzvah derabim, then you can rely on the iter. So in the Mishnah Berurah on page 39, Chafhei says an example of mitzvah derabim is tiltal, and if the Erev is down, then even if he could do it with a knot that is not a daraisa knot, so then mehechi tesi. But if he could only fix it with a real knot daraisa, then in a chanami, because you can rely on the iter that amir la'akum, even by daraisa, is mukar b'makom mitzvah derabim or tzorach harabim, etc. Okay. Now, another important question that comes up and is the question of a right, but it's a tzorach harabim. It's a tzorach harabim. Tzorach harabim. Okay. Next thing I want to talk about is little babies. You're walking with your little kid on Shabbos, and he doesn't want to continue. So what do? You can't leave him there. So what do? So there is a din on Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph of Chai Nosei Tzatzmo. That means that if you carry a live thing, then that's not an issa d'oraisa of carry. Because if I carry a pen on Shabbos, I carry a chair on Shabbos, that's an issa d'oraisa. If I carry a live person, that's not an issa d'oraisa. Tosis explains different reasons. Tosis explains because in the Mishkan, we learn that from the Mishkan, and the Mishkan, there wasn't live things that they were carrying, so, so the Pashim Shachai knows the Asmo that the Chai is making it light somehow. So, and it's worse, and it's better than Shnayim Shasu, because here the Chayfetz itself is becoming lighter. Okay, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tremendous tshuva in Yoredeya. Rabbi Yitzchak Ginsburg showed me this many years ago. He has an original pshat in Chai Noseis Atzmo that no one ever said. And he says like this, the Chai Noseis Atzmo is Chotzah is a melacha grua. Chotzah is a melacha grua. So it's a strange type of melacha. Right? Because really, different reasons why it's a melacha grua. Because you didn't, no creativity, whatever. Yeah. We're on no page. We're outside the page. You can look later on 46, and Rav Moshe has this true. But we're not going to have time to. You'll hear it now, and you'll look at it later. So Rav Moshe says that the idea is like this: that for order hatzah, that really shouldn't be a malacha because there's no change in the chayfetz. So it shouldn't be a malacha. So in order for it to be a malacha, it has to be noticeable. That after the malacha was done, that the malacha was done. For example, if I see a painting, so I know someone must have come and draw the painting, right? It's noticeable, even though I don't see him now doing it, it must have done. But if you see a person in the street, and he knows how to walk on his own, so even though I happen to be, I carried him out in the street, but it's not noticeable afterwards that I carried him out in the street, because he could have walked himself. So when I see a chair in the street, how did it get there? Someone must have brought it out there. So that's his word. And that's why it only applies. It's the machlokas we've shown him, whether it only applies, whether chaynos is asma is only a tinok that could walk or even a small thing. Okay. So the question is like this. The safer, there's a tshuva from Rabbi Akiva Eiger on page 41. And he quotes from the Sefer Pri Tvua. And the Pri Tvua says like this, that if you're in a Carmelis, and you want to carry a kid in a Carmelis, so carrying a kid who could walk is only what? Is only a Drabbanan. A Carmelis is Vaiter only a Drabbanan. So he says that that's called like a Gzeira L'Gzeira, and it's Mutter. So in other words, say the Erev is down, So the Pri Tavua holds, you can go, you could take the stroller out and take your kid for a walk.
Why
only if the kid can walk? Because according to some Rishonim, Kaino says Asma is only when the kid could walk. So according to Rav Moshe, it's very good, you understand why. Because if he can't walk, then obviously if you took him out, it was you who brought him out. So then it works out very flat.
People see you carrying the kid.
What?
I think they see you afterwards. We're talking about just for some labradal
almost. No, everything. Kaino says that's cool.
They're going to see you carry. What does it make a difference? If they see you after, so they won't know.
No, his word is, Ramosha's word in Chotzah, that since it's a malacha grua, for order to be a malacha, it has to be nikar achar hamaisa that the malacha was done. It's an interesting, it's a creative svara, very creative.
The stroller
is bottled to the kid. In other words, once the din is, if you the person, there's no Yisr Hotzah on the person, right? The din is whatever the thing that is carrying the other thing is considered Tafel. That's a Mishnah in Ansari Gimel. Yeah. That if Chas V'Sholom, someone's carrying a mace and he's carrying it with a bed, so whatever. So it's bottle to the Lahavdil. So Mamela, the Pri Tavua has this Chiddush. The Pri Tavua says, you want to take a Shabbos walk. So obviously, if it's a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa, you can't. But if it's a Carmelis, so then you can take your kid out on a... And therefore, according to the... What? He says it's better than Shvus to Shvus. He calls it, it's a Gzeira L'Gzeira. Oh, so that's the question. Rabbi Kivega is mefalpel with him that maybe that's not called gzeira gzeira. Maybe, in other words, not every derabbanan is a gzeira. Maybe it's just a shvutrei derabbanan, and therefore it will only be mutter b'makom tzorach or something like that. But the Pri Tavua says no. It's called a gzeira gzeira, and it's totally mutter. And in the end, Rabbi Kivega says we can follow him if it's a kid that for sure we have the din of. No say, Chaynos is Atzmo, you know, he could walk, whatever. So Rabbi Kivega thinks Mikra Din, you could take him. Yeah, right. Georgia, so, yeah. So that's yeah.
So any place that you could make an Erev.
Any place you could make an Erev.
Even if there's no Erev.
There's no Erev, whether the Erev is down or whatever. Right, so if you're in, say, according to the Pri Tavua, if you're in the Lower East Side, so if you're in the streets of the Lower East Side, so that could be a Shiloh Vadaraisa. But if you're not in the streets, you're in the, not with a, the, yeah, or a place that's, you know,
by
the building there, that's the way it was not the thoroughfare. So then the Pri Tavua would say, then you even Lechatchila take him there. So we don't assume like this, La Halacha. We assume like what Rabbi Kivega originally assumed, that that's not called Gzera Gzera. But Rav Moshe has a tshuva in 43, that if the kid is crying, in other words, okay, it's not a gzeira gzeira, but it's a trei derabbanan. So then, trei derabbanan, but makom that is a big tzorach, that the kid's crying, then you could rely on that. Yeah, if the kid is crying, he's not going to go there. He doesn't behave, and he just want to sit there. That's an emel chatzor
from the mezuzah. Not if he doesn't want to leave the house. So if you're in the house, then like you have to go out for lunch, and like the kid's like on the budget. I'm saying that's not like he can just stay in the house.
Yeah. Right, unless you don't have food, whatever, but okay, yeah, okay, whatever, yeah, it has to be, in other words, the pre-tvua was saying that the b'chlal, the whole thing doesn't, so those that disagree with the pre, and even though in the end, Rabbi Kiveger has a achra, that if it's a vade, a case of chayin nosei tzatzmo, he was willing to be mekel, but we usually are not mekel that way, only if it's mokum tzorach, then you can, right. So that could be another thing, that people who don't use the Erev, they can say, I only use the Erev for the stroller. Right? So, it's a new shita. I don't carry anything else, only the...
You gotta make sure you don't take the baby out of the stroller.
Right, you have to make sure you don't take the baby out of the stroller. And what about if you have the other things in the stroller? Maybe...
Wait a second. If you put the house keys in the stroller, that's like a Dara Hashu, right?
So then you have to learn the sugya of Eged Kli and these other things. It becomes complicated. Yeah, right, exactly. Marba B'Shurim and things like that. No, well, once this baby's out of the stroller, then there's going to be a chiyuv hotzah on the stroller. It's only when the baby... Right, no, if you go out on the street, then you take the baby out of the stroller.
Yeah,
I'm not saying this la halacha, I'm just saying
when
people pull.
You still see the stroller sitting in there.
In other words, you're working with Ramosha Svar is just to explain on the person. It doesn't have to work for every. You know, it's just to explain the general din. And once we have the general din, that's the halach of the person. So then we apply the mission of Iker V'Tafel in Otsah. Okay. Okay, Ramosha, we're going to take a 2-minute break. We're going to start 12:30. We're going to start the second shiur. And we'll see. Maybe we can even, end in time to daven in the regular mincha. We'll see. But 2-minute break, and we're going to start the next shift.